A very good morning to you. My name is Nick Moosebatter and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Wednesday, the 25th of November. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say here, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Today's guest list in no particular order: Zach Mir, Mike Ingram, David Buick, Paul Rodriguez, Jeremy Stretch, Craig Earlham, Charlie Gibson, Mark Oswell, Wilson Lung, Doc Holliday and Mark the Couch Winstanley. Right, let's kick off with Zach Mir, technical analyst from Zach's Traders Cafe. Morning to you, Zach.
Good morning.
And Mr. Mike Ingram, strategist for BGC Partners LP. Morning to you, young Mike.
Good morning.
Right, two questions. Does the rebound have legs?
I think it's had legs. The first dip was on the Paris in the wake of the Paris horror, and the market just snapped back really sharply after that. With the jets going down, or the Russian jet fighters going down, same thing again, really. So you've got to sort of say, unless something really nasty crops up, we are in Santa rally mode, or at least by the dips mode.
Santa rally, happy with that? More
possibly. I mean, the market's so illiquid at the moment, and will become increasingly so. I mean, calling it day on day or even week on week is almost impossible. I mean, you got an obvious tripwire, I think, in Europe in terms of the ECB next week. I mean, expectations are running very, very high.
Yep.
There'll be a significant cut in the deposit rate. And I have to say, the economic data that we've seen since the last ECB meeting doesn't necessarily justify such a move. So, and there's obviously, I think, as we're going to touch upon, some active debate within the ECB
as
to what they should be doing.
Well, just before we go to all of our slides, this caught my attention in one of the City Diaries. Trader Joe passes the e-begging bowl. Short sellers can make a mint, but not US Trader Joe Campbell, who optimistically is looking for a bailout on a GoFundMe website, so crowdfunding. He basically had a position. He was up $37,000, and overnight the company got bid for, and suddenly he's got a $107,000 loss. He then basically turned to this website, and he's been accused of digital begging. Amazingly, he raised $5,000 from punters before ending the campaign. Would you bail him out?
Probably not, but I can see what he's trying to do there. No, it's good. I mean, it's worth a go. He's got nothing to lose, obviously, has he? He's already in the bin, so if he gets $5,000 back, well, that's fine.
Would you do that?
No. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't be taking a position.
Bears have no shares. Never forget that. Right, let's go to some slides. Tip TV Finance. The app is basically available. Get the latest tips first. Download from the App Store. So that's Tip TV in the 21st century. Let's move on to broker forecasts. Mike, you picked Babcock Intercontinental Hotels and Admiral Group. Just a couple of words on each of these, please.
Yeah, so Babcock service support company, largely exposed to the public sectors. You can probably imagine, as we'll find out from George Osborne later on today, keen to shrink the public sector. So companies struggled a bit in recent years. It's only down about 2% this year, however, although there's been a bit of vol around that. Markets expecting them now to have got their house in order. They're expecting maybe some more defence contracts out of today's autumn statement. And if you look at the numbers, the market's expecting something like a 40% rebound in net profitability. So that underperform is a little bit out of sync with what the general market. They're generally pretty bullish with a target price of about 11.80.
Right, understood. Intercontinental?
IHG, it's been a star performer in recent years, done really, really well, flagging a bit this year. It's down about 5%, I think, so far this year. A little bit of a disappointment, obviously, because you saw that tie-up last week confirmed between Marriott and Starwood, which leaves IHG a little bit out in the cold. Generally felt that they need to make an acquisition or be acquired in order to have economies of scale, more brands under a belt, grow profits, in terms of the re-rating, HSBC, I think, to a large extent, in line with the market feeling that it's probably had its run. It's had a very good run over the last few years.
Understood.
Indeed.
And Admiral Group insurer.
Motor insurer. Hold recommendation. Released its results end of September. They were okay, but they were pumped up by the fact that there was a provision release, and there's a feeling that even though insurance premium, motor insurance premiums are going up, you're also getting higher level of claims as well. That's offsetting it. And if you look at what insurers call the combined ratio, which is basically the underwriting result plus expenses against the premium they're actually earning, it's over 100%. So you'd say on an operating profit level, it's not doing terribly well. So they're saying,
okay,
time up.
Right, we need to move on. Let's have a quick look at the charts. As of a closing basis last night, the Babcock chart.
Very healthy bear trap from September. Two gaps to the upside on filled. Above the 200-day moving average at 10.14, I reckon it could go back towards the £12 zone.
Okay, and the IHG?
I think that there's the Airbnb factor coming into hotel groups there. I think they should either buy it or merge with another hotel group.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be disastrous. I'm almost hoping it'll be disastrous for hotel groups because I think they've had too good a time for too long, especially if you try and get a room in London.
Technically?
Technically, back to the main support at £22 if we break the 50-day average at 24.43.
Understood. And finally, Admiral Group.
My view of motor insurers is that they are a rip-off, which means that the stock is a buy, which means that the shares should go back up towards the £18 level, which is the top of a rising trend channel from last year. Stop loss on that back below 15.
Okay. Let's move on to FX Street. Omkar Godbold's thought of the day. US durable goods and personal spending, another evidence of a very minor liftoff, question mark. Durable goods expect X transportation seen rising 0.3%. Personal spending seen at 0.3%. Both corporate spending and household spending remains anemic. Corporate household spending is not picking up in anticipation of a rate hike. A line on each of these, please.
Well, durables, ex-transportation, in other words, investment goods, yeah. I mean, it's a very volatile series, as you can see from that chart.
Points, yeah.
And we know that companies pretty much everywhere aren't investing what they should, and they're focusing on share buybacks and things, which ain't necessarily healthy. I would say that personal spending has held up reasonably well. I mean, it's always difficult when you're looking at month-on-month numbers and, you know, point ones, point threes. You know, you should really be looking on year and years and trends like this. If you actually look at the underlying final domestic demand in the US economy, it's currently running at between 2.5% and 3%, which is not great,
yeah,
but it's not bad, and it to my mind, it in no way justifies keeping rates at zero.
Okay, let's move on to Nicole Elliott. A reaction to Turkey's downing of Russian fighter jet yesterday has been swift and international. Obama said Turkey had every right to defend its territory and airspace while calling for both countries to de-escalate tensions. Meanwhile, Putin accused Turkey of stabbing it in the back and supporting terrorists, noting the attack would have serious consequences.
I can't believe that in the 21st century we're in sort of school playground type of activities like this. You know, you went into my bit, I went into your bit. Unbelievable in the age of social media and, you know, mobile communication. So
okay, let's move on to Nicole's second piece. Belgium schools and some metro stations will reopen today, though the country remains at the highest alert level 4. Keep the fingers crossed there. What's trending? HSBC UK key investor shareholders would be happy for HSBC to quit UK. US rates, 9 US Fed banks call for discount rate hike in the minutes. US economy growth, US economy Q3 expansion revised upwards. Let's have a look at the top tweets. Upward revision in US Q3 GDP from 1.5% to 2.1% wasn't the good news it appeared. Almost all increase came from delay in inventory sell-off. Interesting thought. And we've got one more, I'm hoping. Maybe not. Right, let's do some live charting before we run out of time. As always, if you want a humble opinion, get in touch with us and Zach will go through the charts. Let's kick off with Burberry.
Everyone's favourite China
proxy. You say checkered past or something?
Very good.
Very
boom,
good.
Boom.
Indeed. Interesting that although the Chinese stock market has rebounded miraculously, the share price chart of Burberry has done probably what you would have thought the Chinese stock market would have done over the last couple of months. So no obvious flaw in place. And apart from the CEO keeping his £5 million worth or whatever he had, golden handcuffs or golden handshake. Just looks like below, let's say, this low here, which is around 1280, 1290, new leg down. I'm trying to work out how low it'll go, but it really does not look good at all. I mean, that's down to £10 possibly, isn't it?
Yep. Okay, Rolls-Royce. Lots of headlines.
Five profits warnings or something, and they were warning that there's going to be even more profits warnings. I think in the near term, though, actually, this last gap, there's a bit of a technical sort of tip here. Top of the gap there was broken, so while we're above the top of that gap to the downside, we could squeeze up to, I suppose, 650 or so.
DMGT.
Daily Mail, my favourite read in the morning. Again, a rather surprising breakdown here, below £7. Key support there. Just trying to work out how low it can go after that. But that is looking like that could go, I suppose, towards that old 2011 peak at £6.
National Grid.
More perky here, a sort of inverted head and shoulders type formation. I always like gaps through the 200-day moving averages, which is what we've had. We had the gap down and the gap up, so this is looking quite sprightly. Gold, nearly a golden cross as well with the 200-day and 50-day moving averages. So looking towards a target around £10.50 over the next few months.
Okay, SMA.
One of my favourite speculative small cap situations. Looking for it to retest. I've been looking for this to retest the 1.8 pence peak of October for quite for a few weeks now. The W-shaped reversal here, bounce off the 50-day moving average at 0.62, and while we're above that, we have a chance of that target.
TCG.
Thomas Cook. I think probably in this case, a better data from the company is a bit of a lagging indicator because obviously the latest wave of horrors have not been factored in there, but a bear trap rebound from below the August support and below 100 pence would be looking for around the 50-day moving average level, 116, 117, even if we fail after that.
And so finally, STI.
STI Stratex, another minnow. Looking like there's a bit of support, an uptrend line here from May, so hopefully the shares will hold that 1.3 pence level to take them back to the 200-day moving average at 1.7.
Gentlemen, thank you for that market roundup that was brought to you in conjunction with the sponsors for that segment, Active Trades. Let's take our first break